Milwaukee's Office of Community Wellness and Safety, formerly known as the Office of Violence Prevention, is seeking a new director. The office coordinates a multi-agency and multidisciplinary approach to influence social, behavioral, and environmental factors that contribute to violence. Recently, the candidates looking to fill the position were face-to-face with community members. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, has the story.
More than 90 people applied to direct the Office of Community Wellness and Safety in a national search. The three finalists recently participated in community forums at South Division and North Division high schools. Milwaukee native Karen Tyler, who is currently serving as the office's interim director, talked to the crowd about her more than 30-year experience addressing violence in Milwaukee. She says the work is personal to her because she lost her father and son to violent crime in the city. Paul Callanan from Louisville, Kentucky, shared his more than 30 years of experience addressing community violence. He's the former director of the Office for Safe and Healthy Neighborhoods in Louisville. And Abraham Morris of Orlando, Florida, discussed his background in welfare management and public policy. He's currently the manager of Orlando's Children, Youth, and Families Division. I asked people who attended the forums for their thoughts on violence and action they want to see from the new director. Here's what folks at South Division were thinking.
One of the issues that concerns me is the recent uptick in violence involving youth. These youth come from households where they have seen and experienced a lot. There's a lot of conversation where people are saying that, you know, kids are getting a slap on the wrist and that, you know, there needs to be a tougher approach in handling those youth. But I think that that attitude fails to take into consideration those household experiences that those children are coming from.
I'm part of the Promise Keepers. And so being the incentives of our hard work is going to be a great change. I'm looking for change. I'm looking for someone to actually get out there and be amongst our group.
I heard a lot of really good ideas, interesting feedback, and honestly, I think that it may be a good idea to have someone from an outside view to kind of look at things and shake things up a little bit, just to bring some fresh ideas and things to the community, to this important office.
That was Julian Pfeiffer, Babette Reed, and Cheryl Blue, who spoke at South Division. At the community forum at North Division High School, I caught up with Mary Mazang, London Randall, and Samuel Alford.
Oh, I think having the community being here is like a very powerful message. I think if we want to make the change, we have to hear from the people who live here, and that's the community. We need to hear from the youth. We need to hear from the elderly, like many of the candidates were saying. So I think just having the community be a part of this process is really important because they're the voice. They're truly the voice.
If you had to think about qualities in a person that's going to lead this office, what kind of qualities are important to you?
Someone who actually experienced what happens in Milwaukee and who actually have the fears that the community have, just because they actually understand, like me being a young person, actually knowing what us young people go through is like, as far as being scared of going out places, somebody knowing how to handle it and actually experiencing it. Because a lot of people could hear about it and stuff and, you know, come up with different solutions, but actually experiencing, you know, something that put fear in you, you know how to help it differently and protect it.
I think first we need to partner with them, whoever it is. And since they're getting tax dollars, they should listen to us. And they should treat it like coalition building. We also need to entrust whoever we give the position to take some shots, to take action, to do what they think. I don't want this new occupant of this space to be so intimidated by the community that they're scared to turn left or right or do this or that. I think we need to entrust whoever gets the position. And we agree with them to even like, okay, I'm going to give you a shot. And if we don't agree with them, we need to hold their hand and instruct them a little bit and give them a probationary period. Because Milwaukee, it's too easy to just throw rocks and talk crazy and be obstinate and be critical. But if everybody sits in their community or silo and stay critical and just complain and cry and only come out for crisis and then go back to their regular life, we all hypocritical because it's unjust. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, and it's complicit.
Now that the forums have wrapped, the next step is for Mayor Cavalier Johnson to choose the new director of the Office of Community Wellness and Safety. His decision is expected in the coming days. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.